Walt Tipchula Road Rage. Okay, enough years have passed, Ramon. I think we can safely tell this story.
You're going to tell the story? It's about Basketball Dave, and you sure he won't be mad?
No, he won't. He won't.
All right, okay. Because it is a funny story.
It is. Basketball David is a little person, in case you don't know that.
But he
really knows the game of basketball, and he coaches the game of basketball.
Yes, he does.
Coach and widely respected.
He is.
But there was a time, and this is a long time ago now, that he was looking for some opportunity. And so he stood in a long line to meet Brad Brownell. And with a mind's eye on hoping.
Yeah, having some talk.
Right. A little conversation about opportunity and doors being open for him and what Brad thought about that. So David finally gets up to the front of the line. And Brad says to him, "You want an autograph, little buddy?"
He was steamed.
Oh, he was steamed. Oh, he was
for years.
For years. For years. He was steamed. He was steamed for years. But now they're friends, they have a great working relationship. They talk frequently, but at the time, you know, Brad is probably just signing things, you know, and I don't think he knew that David was a little person. You know what I mean? I think he thought
probably not.
He was kid.
I'm sure he didn't mean anything by
that. No, of course he didn't.
Because he's a decent guy.
Right. No, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
It's just so hysterical. The first time David ever told me that story, I swear I almost choked to death. I mean,
and it was while he was mad about it, right? Which probably makes it better.
Right, it did make it better. You want to autograph, little buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. David.
It was too rich. It was too good. Again, that was a long time ago now. That was years ago now. I don't know how many years, but that was absolutely hysterical. And David was steamed about that for a good time. I think Brad's just, you know, barely looking up, signing things. I don't think he knew that David was a little person. I don't think he knew. Now they're, like I said, now they talk frequently, and one of David's players is now playing for Brad. So how about that?
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Will Stevens.
That's cool.
Will Stevens, one of David's players, and I think he's going to be a star. Darren on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to Thursday, man. I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely. Good day.
Yep.
But
I have to put another plug in for the Air Force. I did not realize that Blake Fletcher, on the defense, was named to the Chuck Bednarik Award watch list.
Oh, how about that?
One of the nation's top defensive player in college football.
Yeah. Not only that, Chuck Bednarik is Ed's favorite player.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So Chuck
Bednarik, one of the last two-way players. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Linebacker, center, offensive line, played, you know, anything.
Wow. Okay.
And tried to kill everybody.
That's right. So, I was doing some studying and watching some videos about the Air Force upcoming season, and a lot of people got them kind of what you're thinking, you know, 8 or 9 wins this year.
Yeah, I think you have a dual threat quarterback, and I think this is the year Air Force gets back in the winning business and really competes for the Commanders in Chief Trophy.
That's right. I'm excited about it, and. I'm looking forward to seeing this dual threat quarterback. He ran for almost 1,000 yards last year.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think the world knows that. I mean, I mentioned that on air a few weeks ago, but I don't think the world knows that. That's why I'm high on Air Force. I put Air Force in my close but no cigar in terms of ranking. I think you're going to be in the next. For me, you'd be in teams 26 to 35 somewhere.
There you go. I'm hoping they'll break the top 30 at least.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yep.
But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Absolutely, Darren. Thank you. By the way, when basketball, David wrote me and said, you're telling a little buddy story. He said it was when Brad first got hired. It was Rock the John night. That's where it was.
Ago.
Yeah, I told you. It was a long time ago. It was. I knew it was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you don't have any sense of time.
I don't.
You had me look something up. Oh, it was about 2 weeks ago. It was like 2 months. Thanks.
Travis said, do better make out his will. If he goes there on a honeymoon, he may never be heard from again.
Oh, come on.
Clemson Brad says, please tell Coach this story next time you have him on. I'd love to hear his reaction. I will. It was absolutely, absolutely hysterical. Now, what is this? Texter said, Carissa Cordell, news anchor, is a beautiful big girl. Big in capital letters. Great comedy on YouTube. I will check. Oh, I think. Didn't we play her, Ramona?
Who is she?
Carissa Cordell. He said, is a beautiful big girl. Great comedy on YouTube. We played her, didn't we?
It doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. Yes, she was the thick blonde. We played a clip involving her. It was hysterical.
Okay.
This was not that long ago. Speaking of, you don't know how long ago things were.
I can't remember everything you say.
Okay. But you should remember. You don't remember her?
No, I probably do if I see her or see it or whatever. But
Look that up. Look that name up and see if you recognize it. Terry said, well, one thing, this is Jason Columbia. Well, one thing I loved about Dolly was her self-deprecating sense of humor. She never took herself seriously, even with all she accomplished. I don't know if you can read this on air, but it's very funny. Let's see. I don't know if she actually said that. Let's see. Am I getting more than one? No, I only have one thing there, Jason. And now I can't close this. I only see one thing. This is.
I remember that. I remember her.
Right,
yes,
right?
I do. Yeah, that's her. They were making fun of her and stuff.
Yeah.
Handing it back to him. Yeah.
Right.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was hysterical. Yeah,
I recognize her.
Yeah,
now.
We played that. So we should actually have that. Do you have that?
I don't know if I have it right here.
See if you have it, and we'll bring it back up, and we'll reminisce about. What we discussed that day, because neither one of us have any friggin' clue. I just knew that the name sounded familiar when he said that, and yeah, we've already been there, already been there, did that. This is from Jason. I don't know if this is real or not. This is Dolly Parton pet peeves, Ramona. It's supposed to be 10. I only have one. And number one in Dolly Parton pet peeves is nobody notices I've got a great ass too. That's in Dolly Parton.
She said that.
I think she might have said that. I could see her saying that. I could see her saying that. That wouldn't surprise me. Walt, what's up, brother? The Dolly Parton story. She told him Jimmy Fallon about the bear in Seversville, Tennessee, running out of gas. Maybe the greatest joke I've ever heard. You need to play it before the show, brother. Listen. Every day since day one. That's Bradley Neasel. Thank you, Bradley. Thank you. I will check that out. I'm guessing I may have heard that too. What is this? Have you done top defenses in college football? You know, I haven't ranked the top defenses in college football, but we did just randomly discuss it for a couple minutes one day. For me, and I should rank them, and I'll do that. But for me, I think Oklahoma coming into the year is the best defense in the country. I think Notre Dame might be second. I think Oregon is going to be really good defensively. I think that defensive front seven is going to be filthy. I think Ohio State will be good, not as good as last year. I think Texas will be good. Who else? I think Indiana will be good defensively. Really well coached, well schooled. Miami will be good. Maybe not as good as last year. Plus, they're going to be more offensive-minded. Of course, Miami may have the best pair of defensive tackles in the country on one team. I'm trying to think who else. Georgia will be good defensively, maybe not great. I think the back end is good. Georgia's got to come up with a pass rush. That's been a problem in recent years. I'm trying to think if there's anybody I'm leaving out here. I think Texas Tech will be good defensively. They, again, went to the transfer portal and collected dudes. So I think they'll be good defensively. Those would be my top teams overall defensively. Brooke says she's written funnier stuff than some of what some of these people are spitting out. How about that? What is this? Carolina D says, can South Carolina end up in the top 40 defense? I think so. I think there's a chance of that. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a lot depends on your star defensive end and whether he's playing and whether he's going to be himself. But I do think the South Carolina defense has a chance to be pretty salty. All right, we're going to get to the AP thing. Plus, I have several other stories that we just have to get to today. So we're going to do all that and more on the other side. You can get in, 654-7627. I know yesterday no one could get in. It was busy from the start to finish. But you can get in on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line right now if you'd like to. We'll be back.
Upset you missed the show today? No problem. We've got you covered with every hour of every show on our podcast page. At theroarfm.com. Touchdown! And on the Roar app. Download it today.
Hey, when it's like the Sahara Desert outside, except the humid Sahara Desert, you're in South Carolina. And when it's 100 degrees and the weather people are telling you it feels like 123, you need to get out of the heat and get into the rustic mountain lodge, cool atmosphere.
It's a little bit in the middle of the day here after some lunch, and all of a sudden my phone got that beep for the Apple News notification and saw it, and I was like, oh, man.
I had no idea. I mean, I was driving in, and I had Ben and Kwok on, and I heard them mention it. It seemed like it had just popped up for them. So, so I immediately called.
Yeah, what an icon. I mean, like you said, just universally beloved. And, you know, it's so interesting that you've talked about the madness at LSU and talking about a bunch of gypsies, tramps, and thieves, which is another great Cher song. You know, and the way that those people conduct themselves and they're in positions of authority where they're supposed to be examples set for not only the players they coach, but just the kids who grow up huge LSU fans.
Yep.
You know, like I did with Clemson. And so there's a huge difference between having Dabo as your lighthouse if you're a little kid pulling for Clemson than having Will Wade and Kim Mulkey and Lane Kiffin. I tell you what, isn't it funny, you know, yesterday I referenced Kim Mulkey, and I remember, I told you, I just know she's unpopular. I couldn't remember exactly some of the things, and here she comes with this latest story. And I tell you what, you can never, as a man, I can't raise my hand to a woman, but can we, if I buy Ramona a plane ticket to Baton Rouge, can we send Ramona?
I'll slap her.
That's a fair fight.
I'll slap her.
So it just, that is so disgusting. But, you know, I guess what we should say, not necessarily a surprise, but it's still sad to see someone go that far down to reach the bottom.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to that girl who's a Ukrainian. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I watched a woman get up in front of a podium at Baylor and defend what was going on.
Oh my God. And in more lighthearted news, now we heard from a Illini J. The reason I ask is because all the people are telling you that's an AI. That's an AI picture of the couple.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both University of Illinois athletes. One played volleyball there, and the other is a national champion wrestling guy.
Right.
The guy's a wrestler?
He was, yeah. Yeah, 133.
And now he coaches. He's a wrestling coach, Ramona.
Right, and that's my point. So you're telling me that it's AI, but the problem with your theory is that it's not, because they're known commodities.
Yeah,
they're,
it makes sense.
Yeah, they have a huge Instagram account.
They be around one another.
Right, it's a known couple.
Yeah, it's funny because they basically reversed, you know, like I'm 6'3", and my wife's 5'6". And I was trying to think, like, I don't know, man. It's just weird how it worked out. Like, I wouldn't have anything against a tall woman, but I don't recall ever dating anyone that was like over 5'10". I just you don't run into that many tall women, you know? I mean, she's beautiful in some of these other
pictures. Might.
Yeah.
Got that. Yuck.
but I'm fine with tall women. I mean, you know, I come from a tall family.
Let me tell you a story. I'll tell you a funny story. Like when I was in you know, like high school, and you know, and you would hit on any hot check anywhere. I was driving at a place called Cromwell, and I hear all these horns beeping, and they're all beeping at this chick in this gas station who, like, from a distance, just looks unbelievable. Like, I mean, like, unbelievable. And they're all, and she's attracting all these horn beeps and everything else. Well, I wasn't like the horn beep type. I was like the take your shot type. So I pulled in and got out and walked up to her, and I'm standing right in front of her, and I'm 6'2", and I realized, oh, wait a minute. This chick is at least as tall as me. And then I realized, oh, this chick has an Adam's apple. And I just started laughing, jumped back in my car, and drove like a million miles an hour. But it was just so funny. You listen to all these vehicles honking their horn at him.
That's hilarious. You know, when
he's
I was
a pioneer.
In high school, there is this.
She.
Well, it's funny. When I was in high school, one of my friends, his dad was like a sensei and taught martial arts. And so this guy was double tough.
Yep.
But he had, you know, this is like 80s into the 90s. He had a long flowing mullet, kind of like hair metal haircut that went down past his shoulders. And our football coach, who was an old Vietnam vet, I'll never forget. One day he's walking past him in the lunchroom and he says, hey, Damon, the kid's name was Damon. He says, hey, Damon, if I see you at the stoplight when you're crossing and I honk my horn, will you flip your hair for me? It was really funny. But anyway, on the Dolly Parton front, I've got just so much respect for her. And it's like you said, just, you know, she like had beliefs. She was a person of faith, but she was also accepting of others. She wanted people. She just wanted to spread love. And for her imagination library to dole out something like 330 million free books around the world.
Yeah,
100%. Free books to children to promote literacy.
Yep.
And did you see the screenshot I sent you? I don't know if you can read it on air, but I love her self-deprecating sense of humor. And one last little thing here, I'll get off. But the one of her songs that I love, because I got a bunch of her songs on a 1960s country playlist, it was kind of a one thing shot type deal for her. She made like a Motown song that had that wall of sound, and it's awesome. It's called Don't Drop Out. Are you familiar with that song?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check that.
Yeah, if you can, pull it up, because it was in 1966, and it's known because it had Ray Stevens was the producer.
Wow.
But they employed like a wall of sound Phil Spector touch to it, and it almost sounds like it could have been a Supreme song.
Huh.
But it's a really cool song. But anyway, RIP Dolly, you're right, an American legend, an icon, and just one of those few people that
universally loved.
You're not lying when you say nobody has a bad word to say about it.
Universally loved and respected. That's hard to do. Honestly, in this world today, that's friggin' impossible. And yet she was.
And I love the every once in a while I'll see a picture of her on Twitter from, like, you know, the 60s, and she was just beautiful. And someone will make a joke and say, damn, what did Jolene look like? I mean, because nobody's leaving Dolly. You know, nobody's stepping out on that woman.
Have
so
you seen
what a woman.
Have you seen the all-black country woman band who with the heavyset lead singer who just has an unbelievable personality? Their favorite singer was Dolly Parton, and they're actually terrific, and I can't remember the name of that band right now.
I have not seen that. I'll Google if I can find something on.
And their favorite singer was Dolly Parton, and they wrote a song which was basically a continuation of Jolene, but it was done in a funny way, and it was that basically no man was worth keeping, so they're willing to dump him now. But they all love Dolly Parton, and they're actually tremendous. So
No, I'll check them out. I'll Google see what I can find. Yeah. But yeah, R.I.P. What a legend.
Yep, 100%. Thank you, Jason. Yep. Like I said, it's hard to find people in this world who are universally loved. I think that those that are may have expired. I think it was Betty White and Dolly Parton. I'm just not sure anybody else makes that list. Is Willie Nelson universally loved? Probably not.
Not by the IRS.
Not by the IRS, man. And Ramona is going down to Slapkin Mulkey, and now she's saying Willie Nelson not loved by the IRS. Raider Mark and Clark, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Do not move.
There are many reasons why families across South Carolina love First Steps 4K. Children get a safe place to learn, play, make friends, and build the skills they'll need for their future.
Now, what's the name of the Jason turned us on to this a minute ago, saying it was an old Dolly Parton song that he liked. I don't think I've ever heard that. What is it called?
Don't Drop Out.
Don't Drop Out. I did hear that last line. My parents think you're lazy, but something or other. So I guess she's like warning them not to drop out of school or whatever, or maybe not to drop out of her. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's pretty interesting. For the reasons Jason cited, it does have a little bit of there's a little bit of a Motown feel to it, a little bit. Let me get Raider Mark and Clark right now. Raider Mark, how are you, Mark? Good to have you.
Good, how are you all?
Good, thank you, Mark. Good news on Ashton Jeanty, I guess. It's a sprain, right?
Thank God.
Yeah, because it was originally being reported as an ACL. And it seemed like it was reported for most of the day, and I was really disappointed to learn that. Now, you know, a high ankle sprain can be a serious injury for a running back that can linger, but it's a lot better than an ACL.
That is true. And we got Mike Washington, and he's impressed me so far, so we'll see.
The former Arkansas back, who's certainly explosive. I mean, I think he ran like a 4.37.
Yeah, he's quick. So, three questions. Yep. One, I've been on nights for a while. You may have covered some of this. Clemson, what are the bright spots to watch for this year?
Well, I mean, I think the bright spots start with the star power on both sides of the ball. I think that obviously the wide receivers are one of the best groups in the country. Clemson is one of the top wide receiver rooms. You get Wesco back. Wesco and Moore is a great pairing, and there's talent beyond that, including the freshman Sellers. And then I think that from a defensive standpoint, obviously Sammy Brown, I think I've said all along, will be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft eventually, and I think that he's headed in that direction. In terms of, you know, what has to happen for Clemson, I think the offensive line is to play at a high level. I think the athleticism on that talent or on that line, particularly as it relates to Jacobs at left tackle, I think he's vital for Clemson. He protects the backside of Vezina or Tate Reynolds, and I think he's a natural fit at that position. I think he has to be a dominant factor this year for Clemson at left tackle, and that's a new position for him, but it's the position he was always destined to play. I think from center out to the left side, I think should be pretty good. The right side, I think, is a little more of a question, but we'll see about that. I believe in the running backs. I believe in Gideon Davidson. I've always believed in him since I watched his high school film. I think he's a 1,000-yard rusher. I think he has to be a 1,000-yard rusher for Clemson. If he's not, I think it's going to be a long season. I think Clemson needs that. And then Chris Johnson is the supplement to him. He's the satellite back part, and he's one of the fastest players in the country. And you know, he's a good piece for Chad Morris to be able to utilize in different ways. I think his touches will be limited. I don't think he's built for more than 10 total touches in a game, either carries or receptions or any other way. He also might factor in the punt and kick return game, which I think is something that Clemson needs. So a little spark out of that. I think the secondary is going to be much improved. I think Ashton Hampton is a is star. I think Elliot Washington, the other corner, is pretty good. And the safeties, Myrick and Carter, I think, are going to be good players. Gibson is a good player. I think the secondary should be improved. I think the pass rush off the edges will be deeper and better than it's been. I think defensive tackle is a big question. I think linebacker depth is a big question. You know, quarterback is obviously still a question. So I think that's the Cliff Notes version.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Two-part question here. The Raiders. Realistically, barring injury to Cousins, do you think we'll see Mendoza this year? Or are they going to keep him out, keep their word? And what kind of record do you see them at the end of the year if everything stays?
Well, you said keep their word. Why? Has there been a promise not to play him this year?
I think that Brady has really pushed to hold him out for a year so he can really learn the speed of the game and the nuances. I think that was a commitment they made, and I'm just wondering if they're committing. You believe they'll hold up to that?
No. I would be shocked if Mendoza's not the starter by game like 4 or 5. Kirk Cousins is not an answer. He's just a stopgap. This notion about, you know, learning and how you learn. I know that there have been guys like Mahomes who sat behind Alex Smith and all that, but I just don't think the league works that way anymore. And I think you let Mendoza grow up. I think he grows up by playing. And so to me, I would be shocked if Kirk Cousins is still the quarterback by game 8. I think this is Mendoza's team. I think he's not only the future, I think he's the present, and I think you're better off starting on that as soon as possible. Quite frankly, I'd start him game 1. I know they're not going to do that, but I would be shocked if Mendoza's not the guy by game 5 or 6, no matter what they said.
It's a brutal schedule, so
it's a brutal division.
I don't know how much learning he's. Yeah, it's a brutal division and a brutal schedule. I don't know how much learning he's going to do on his back this year.
Well, look, I think that's part of growing up in the position too, and he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He's a good decision maker. Part of this is probably I don't believe in Cousins at all. I mean, Cousins is a gypsy to me, and is just limited. I think Mendoza's already better than Cousins. And again, I think Mendoza's smart too, so I'm sure he's absorbing every bit of info he can. I'm going to say no to all that, Mark, and I'm saying that Mendoza is the starting quarterback with the Raiders by game 6.
All right. What do you think their overall record looking at that schedule? Or are you going to do that in a later show?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the problem with the Raiders this year is that you're going to see an improved football team without question. I just don't know how much it's going to show up in the record this year because the division is brutal. I mean, the Chargers are a Super Bowl contender. The Chiefs are a Super Bowl contender. The Broncos are a Super Bowl contender. That's a tough division for upward mobility. So that's the challenge. So in other words, what I'm saying is
you know, you might see a significantly improved team that doesn't have a significantly improved record this year. It might just take longer than that. So that wouldn't surprise me. But I like the pieces. You know, I like the pieces. I like the direction the franchise is headed in. I think you'll win a couple games that people didn't expect you to. But don't look for, you know, any sort of playoff berth or anything like that, because you're not there yet, and especially in that division. You know, if you were in some other division, if you were in the NFC South, for example, you might win the division. But that division is just a different animal.
All right. I appreciate it, Walt. Yep. Have a great day.
Yep. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I mean, look, I really like the direction the franchise is moving in. I like some of the young star power. I just think that division is absolutely brutal. I mean, when you have to play those three teams multiple times, that's tough. That's tough because, I think the Chiefs with Walker are going to be improved. You know, we're seeing some other elements with Kansas City that make you think that maybe they'll get back a little bit anyway. I think the Chargers with Slater and Ault back are, and you combine that with Herbert and Hampton. Again, Herbert took more quarterback hits than any quarterback in the league last year. I think with Slater and Ault back, I'm not sure any team had two bigger offseason acquisitions. Now, they're not acquisitions in the standard sense in that they're members of your team, but they didn't play last year, and as a result, your quarterback got destroyed. Well, not only does it help Herbert and a developing group of wide receivers, but it helps Amari Hampton, who, look, I think there's a chance Amari Hampton's going to be the leading rusher in the NFL. It would not surprise me at all. Hampton is a freak. I mean, this is a big physical back with like 4.38 speed. I think the Chargers are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Look, I've said this already. If I'm picking the Super Bowl today, I think there's a real chance the Rams are playing the Chargers, which would be crazy because they cohabitate, and, oh, yeah, that's where the Super Bowl is being played. That would be one of the craziest endings to a season in history. Actually, the craziest. All right, Clark and CD, I'm coming right to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Friday Night Fever is coming to the Daniel Alexander Amphitheater August 28th. Get ready for a fun night. We're going back to the 1970s. Go ahead and get those leisure suits out, those platform shoes, and come on out and have a good time with the Travolta Band, taking us back to the sweet sounds of the 1970s. It's going to be a disco inferno at the Daniel Alexander Amphitheater Friday night, August 28th. Opening act, Hissy and the Guys will get it started at 6, then the Travolta Band at 8 o'clock. Bring your lawn chairs and your blankets and relax to the sounds of the 70s. And, of course, if you want to get up and shake your booty, you can do that, too, right there at the Daniel Alexander Amphitheater as we go back to the 1970s with Friday Night Fever, August 28th, downtown Seneca.
Strike up the band because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
On September 2nd, DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. All roads lead to Game Day. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. That means South Carolina, from Texas to California to Florida. Even fan in on the excitement. One app, every sport, all 50 states. DraftKings Game Day is yours. Remember the date, September 2nd. DraftKings Game Day is the kickoff of the new season, a new era, and the biggest day in sports history. Get ready to celebrate. New DraftKings customers, sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. That's code 1055 The Roar. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Up and trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC registered introducing broker. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 every 7 days via click to claim. Issued in non-withdrawable prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. Ends August 23rd. Terms dkng.co/predictions promo. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
We're here, Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, what's a first-time phone call? What does that process look like?
When you call Snyder Tree Care, you get an individual on the phone that's going to listen to you and get you to the right arborist who have been trained, and he's going to come out and he's going to walk the property with you. And after that, the crews come out. They'll do whatever needs to be done, but they've got a plan for your property. Call us, 864-244-3088.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfilet.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
Fall is here, and that can only mean two very important things: Clemson football and the busy fall real estate market. Cheering on our Tigers and celebrating big real estate wins make for an exciting time in the upstate. Sellers' homes are prepped to list, buyers are ready to purchase. Clemson soccer alumna Morgan Coleman is ready to assist you with your buying or selling needs, and of course, talk some Clemson football as well. You can get in contact with her by searching Morgan Coleman Real Estate on Google.
Did you know your tires could be costing you money every time you drive? Worn thread, low air pressure, or the wrong tires for your vehicle can drag down your fuel economy and hit your wallet where it hurts. At Skidder Tire, they'll check your tire condition, set you up with the right fit, and help you get the most miles out of every tank. Plus, with trusted brands in stock and road service trucks ready to roll, they got you covered wherever you are. Save gas, save money. Call Skidder Tire today, 864-599-0026.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the